Thus, gentlemen, though an inlander, Steelkilt was wild ocean-born and wild ocean-nurtured, as much of an audacious mariner as any. And for Radney, though in his infancy he may have laid him down on the lone Nantucket beach to nurse at his maternal sea, though in after-life he had long followed our austere Atlantic and your contemplative Pacific, yet he was quite as vengeful and full of social quarrel as the backwoods seaman, fresh from the latitudes of buckhorn-handled bowie-knives. Yet was this Nantucketer a man with some good-hearted traits, and this lakeman a mariner who, though a sort of devil indeed, might yet by inflexible firmness, only tempered by that common decency of human recognition which is the meanest slave's right, thus treated, this Steelkilt had long been retained harmless and docile. At all events, he had proved so thus far, but Radney was doomed and made mad, and Steelkilt... But, gentlemen, you shall hear. It was not more than a day or two, at the furthest, after pointing her prow for her island haven, that the town-ho's leak seemed again increasing, but only so as to require an hour or more at the pumps every day. You must know that in a settled and civilized ocean like our Atlantic, for example, some skippers think little of pumping their whole way across it,